Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. I'm Alan T and this is Talk Radio Europe. Welcome along to the programme. This week I'm featuring a film called 500 Days of Summer. The summer refers to the name of a girl. This is a 2009 romantic comedy drama from America and directed by Mark Webb. And the film stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zoe Deschanel and employs a non-linear narrative structure with the story based upon the male protagonist and his memoirs of a failed relationship. Here's an introduction to this particular program today, and this is not quite the same as a trailer, but this is an introduction to a story of a boy meets girl by Mikael Danner and Rob Simonson.
This is a story of boy meets girl. The boy, Tom Hansen of Margate, New Jersey, grew up believing that he'd never truly be happy until the day he met the one. This belief stemmed from early exposure to sad British pop music and a total misreading of the movie, The Graduate. The girl, Summer Finn of Shinnecock, Michigan, did not share this belief. Since the disintegration of her parents' marriage, she'd only loved two things. The first was her long, dark hair. The second was how easily she could cut it off and feel nothing. Tom meets Summer on January 8th. He knows almost immediately she's who he's been searching for. This is a story of boy meets girl. But you should know up front, this is not a love story.
Well, the film received Best Original Screenplay and Best Screenplay Awards at the 14th Satellite Awards and 25th Independent Spirit Awards, respectively, as well as two nominations at the 67th Golden Globe Motion Picture Awards, Musical or Comedy, and Best Actor, Musical or Comedy from Gordon Levitt. Well, let's start out now with the music, as we're talking about films and we play the music from those films. Interesting mix today. We kick off with Regina Spektor.
Write a song, write a song, write a song, write a song. right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. No one's got it all. No one's got it all. No one's got it all.
Regina Spektor is her name, and the track is called Heroes from the movie 500 Days of Summer. Well, the plot goes something like this. Tom Hansen is an aspiring architect who works as a writer at a greetings card company. He meets Summer Finn, a new employee. They discover that they have similar tastes in music. Later at a karaoke night for their work, they talk about love. Tom believes in it, but Summer does not. We continue now with music. This is the Pixies. And here comes your man.
Here comes your man. Here comes your man. kids out of their coats, the way the babies haven't been born. Oh, unpacking the bags and setting up and planting lilacs and buttercups. Oh, but in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. It may be years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay. Cap on a little rug, belly on the mat. Oh, dirt road, deep snow, watching the fire as we grow. Oh, dirt road, rambling low, watching the fire as we grow.
Called Musha Boom from Feist, music from the movie 500 Days of Summer. Join us after the break. We've got more great, interesting sounds from this film here on The Director's Cut.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Continuing now with the plot from the movie 500 Days of Summer, where Tom's friend and co-worker Mackenzie drunkenly reveals that Tom likes summer, which he asserts is only as friends, something Summer agrees with. A few days later, Summer spontaneously kisses Tom in the office. Summer is not looking for a serious relationship, but Tom agrees to a casual relationship. At night, they have sex. Tom is elated. Music continues now. Here's Black Lips, Black Kids.
We all know our day, no respect for
The Black Lips, and that's called Bad Kids. Well, over the first several months of their relationship, they grow closer. Both Tom's friends and his preteen half-sister Rachel push him to ask Summer where they are in their relationship, though Summer brushes it off, saying that it should be not a matter if they are both happy. That's true enough, right? The music continues now with a more familiar track, I suppose you can say. This is Hall & Oates. And You Make Me Dream.
What I want.
were the Doves and There Goes the Fear. Well, one night Tom gets into a fight with a man who tries to pick Summer up in a bar, causing their first argument. Well, they make up and Summer concedes that Tom deserves some certainty, but demanding she promise to always feel the same way about him would be impossible for anyone to make. We continue now with my favourite track from the film. This is called Quand M'a Dit, and this is Someone Told Me from Carlo Bruni. I hope you enjoy this. It's rather beautiful.
On me dit que nos vies ne valent pas grand chose, elles passent en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? On dit que le destin se moque bien de nous, qu'il ne nous donne rien et qu'il nous promet tout. Paraît que le bonheur est à portée de main, alors on tend la main et on se retrouve fou. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? Serait-ce possible alors? Mais qui est-ce qui m'a dit que toujours tu m'aimais? Je ne me souviens plus, c'était tard dans la nuit. J'entends encore la voix, mais je ne vois plus les traits. Il vous aime, c'est secret, lui dites pas que je vous l'ai dit. Tu vois, quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Mais l'a-t-on vraiment dit que tu m'aimais encore? Serait-ce possible alors? Elle passe en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos tristesses il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible?
TRE. The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
With music from the movie 500 Days of Summer. Well, slowly their relationship becomes less passionate and they begin to continuously argue. Summer quits the greeting card company and breaks up with Tom, citing their obvious unhappiness. Well, Tom's boss moves him to the consolations department as his depression is making him unsuitable for happier events. Well, Tom goes on a blind date with a woman named Allison. Tom spends the date talking about Summer until Allison leaves, exasperated, hardly surprised. Okay, we've got the second track here from Regina Skeptka, and this is called Us.
They made a statue of us and put it on a mountaintop. Now tourists come and stare at us. Blow bubbles with their gum. Take photographs of fun. Have fun.
Yeah.
from the movie 500 Days of Summer. That was Regina Skepka and Us. Well, months later, Tom attends co-worker Millie's wedding and tries to avoid Summer on the train, but she spots him and invites him for coffee. They have a good time at the wedding, dance together, and Summer catches the bouquet. She invites Tom to a party at her apartment, falling asleep on his shoulder on the ride back. He attends the party, hoping to rekindle a relationship, but barely interacts with Summer, spending most of the night drinking alone until he spots her engagement ring. Oh dear. There's some interesting and familiar songs in this film by other artists. This is Kevin Michael, and At Last, you'll recognise this. Continues here. This is with Mumara, and she's got You High from the movie 500 Days of Summer. This is Alan T. You're listening to The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
She's got you high and you don't even know yet. She's got you high and you don't even know. Yeah, the sun's in the sky, it's warming up your bare legs, and you can't deny you're looking for the sunset. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. Search for the time before it leaves without you. Have you lost your mind, or has she taken all of yours too? What's this about? A fair good love would shine through. We've lost romance, this world distance will see through. Open your mind, believe it's gonna come true. Romance alive and hope she's gonna tell you. We've lost romance, this world it's turned so see-through. She's gonna tell you. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. The sun's in the sky, it makes for happy endings. You can't deny you want the happy ending. Shots in the air, it's not a joyful. Fast romance, this world is no so see-through. Open your mind, believe it's gonna come. Tricky romance alive and hope she's gonna tell you. She's
you can imagine, Tom leaves devastated, further depressed. He only leaves his apartment for alcohol and junk food. Well, after a few days, he returns to work hungover and, after an emotional outburst, quits. Rachel tells Tom that she does not believe Summer was the one and that he is only remembering happy memories of their relationship. Well, she likes this band, or she likes this guy. It's Morrissey and the Smiths, and the first of two tracks on them, Please, 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 Let Me Get What I Want.
Good times for a change. See, the look I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. This is The Director's Cut, music from the movie 500 Days of Summer. The plot continues where Tom thinks harder, finally seeing moments of incompatibilities he overlooked and warning signs he missed on the day of the breakup. One day, Tom finds the energy to get out of bed and rededicates himself to architecture, as Summer has encouraged him to do. He assembles a portfolio and secures some job interviews. We continue now with the music. This is an interesting one from Spoon. The Infinite Pet is the title from the movie 500 Days of Summer.
On a stranger, just trying to swing a full-time rat. I never knew the cold handle danger till I met this one and took it inside. Now you give me, don't wanna hear of my comfort zone. I walked in the rain like a drone, all the way to the market. Something to tell you before I turn it back and away. Oh, I got something I want to tell you, but who will receive it tonight? When I got up, I cut my neck run off, resigned my name to the ranks of the flame and the scars, cursing
right. I never knew the cold had the danger that this world turned. just look inside.
I sit back on the lecture.
I sat back and put my lecture on. Pretend my sister's a fairy of the show called. Just like my baby.
Mix of music from this movie. There you got The Infinite Pet by Spoon. Anyway, Summer visits Tom at his favourite spot in the city. He tells her he left the office and notes that she got married, which he cannot comprehend as she never wanted to be someone's girlfriend. Well, Summer says she got married because she felt sure, which she did not, with Tom. How strange. Music continues now with something that needs no real introduction. It's Simon Garfunkel and Bookends.
Thank you. what a time it was, it was. A time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.
Beautiful. Bookends, Simon and Garfunkel. Well, when he says he was wrong about true love existing, she counters that. He was right about it, just wrong about it being with her. She tells him she is glad he's doing well, and Tom wishes her happiness. Second track from the Smiths, There Is a Light That Never Goes Out.
Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and the young and the light. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight, oh take me anywhere, and I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't.
Out, or did that light go out for summer? Well, on Wednesday, May the 23rd, Tom meets a woman applying for the same job. He finds she shares her favourite spot and invites her to coffee afterwards. She politely declines, then changes her mind. Her name is Autumn. Thanks so much indeed for your company today. I hope you enjoyed the program and the music. And I thank, as always, to Mally and for Eamon for helping me put the program together. I can leave you with Wolf Mother and Vagabond. Thanks for your company. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.